This is your friend John Walden again. We're continuing our studies in the book of Hebrews. If you have your Bible handy, turn to chapter 11, and we'll consider what has been called the Westminster Abbey of Old Testament saints, a list of people who triumphed through faith in the Lord. Now, this is naturally a select group rather than a complete group, complete list. It tells us about a great many people, but it leaves out a great many. It begins like this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, or the ground of things hoped for, the confidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's the same word used for a title deed. Faith is the confidence of things hoped for, and the title deed to things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We understand that by faith. Verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that is, that he exists as he claims to exist, in his person, the three persons of the Godhead, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now perhaps I'm talking to someone who says, "Well, I just don't have faith." Well, I have good news for you. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So if you really want to have faith in God, all you need to do is to read his word. The word of God inspires confidence in God. And the more you read it, the more convinced you are of its verity and truth. Now, it is impossible to please God without faith. Because if you do not believe God, according to John's epistle, "He that believeth not God hath made him a liar." You could say all the nice things in the world about me. You could say that a lot of things that are better than true, much more than I really am, and then you could spoil the whole thing by adding, "But you can't believe a word he says." And that's exactly what you're doing when you say, "Oh, God is great and wonderful and good to us, but I can't trust him. I can't believe his word." A lady said to a preacher one time, "Well, I just can't believe." And he said, "You can't believe whom?" "Oh," she said, "I hadn't thought of it that way. Why, of course I can believe God." It isn't you're asked to believe something, you're asked to believe a person. God has spoken to us. That's the way this epistle to the Hebrews began. You remember when we started this study, we saw that he says there that God has spoken to us in these last days in his Son. And we have God's last word to the world in the New Testament. And now he wants us to hear what he has to say. The Lord Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now, faith is God's way of linking up poor sinners with himself. If he had demanded anything else, you and I could never supply it. Suppose he had asked you just to say one good prayer. How would you ever know if you'd said a good enough prayer? And how could you do a good job of it anyway? Until he puts his life within you, you can't please him. No, God hasn't asked for that. He hasn't asked you to do one single good work for salvation. He plainly says, "By grace are we saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." God expects you to come to him by faith. And faith simply means taking God at his word. Now, there's no value in faith itself. Don't think of faith as being some miraculous thing that if you have enough of it, you can buy a seat in heaven. If your faith is in the wrong person, it's worthless. You put your faith in the wrong banker and see what happens. You put your faith in the wrong kind of medicine and see what happens. You put your faith in the wrong kind of an investment broker, you buy some worthless stock, But your faith was good. The stock wasn't. You could put your faith in a preacher, or a priest, or a rabbi, or any other human being. And it's bound to fail because human beings are failing. You could put your confidence in the church, and no matter what church it is or how old it is, it's composed of erring and failing human beings. And God has never told us to put our confidence in the church. He has told the church to put their confidence in His Word, and He's told us as individuals to believe Him. We need to put our trust in the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to have confidence in the Word of God. When we do, our faith is in the right object, and He'll never let you down. Faith has been likened to the coupling on a car. You ever see a railroad car sitting on the siding, and there's a great strong bar of steel on the end of that car, perhaps 6 inches square, with a heavy cast coupling, forged steel coupling on the end of that steel bar. My, that's a fine, strong coupling. Will that pull the car? No, it won't pull it an inch, unless it's hooked onto an engine. And faith is like that. Faith just hooks you onto the Lord. The Lord does the saving, not your faith. Faith has been likened to an empty hand, an open hand that reaches and accepts what God has to give. Is there any value in the hand? No, none except that that's how you make it yours. The empty hand can receive what God has to give us. Somebody has said that faith is a big people's word and trust is a little people's word. And they each have 5 letters. So you can fit them onto the fingers of your 2 hands. F-A-I-T-H-T-R-U-S-T. Whichever you take, it means the same. Put your confidence in the Lord. Believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now we have the example here of a number of people. Let's look at a few of them. Verse 4 says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." Now these were the first 2 brothers. Didn't they both have faith? Yes, but Abel had the right sacrifice. Cain had faith in his own good works. He produced those good fruits, and he brought of the fruit of the ground to God, and God would not accept it. And there are many people bringing their own good works, their own church works, their own baptism, their own prayers, and God is not about to accept them. Abel brought a lamb, and the lamb died in his place. And we're told that the Lord Jesus is God's lamb, which taketh away the sin of the world. So Abel pictures faith in conversion. Then the next man is Enoch, and by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. How did he please God? But without faith it is impossible to please Him. So this man is a picture of those who walk with the Lord, who get along nicely with the Lord because they trust Him. They walk by faith. A little girl said, you know, Enoch was the one who walked with God and then God took him home to glory. As we read here, He translated him. He went to heaven without dying. A little girl said that Enoch went for long walks with God, and one day he walked such a long way that God said, "Enoch, it's too far for you to go home. You come and go home with me." So he did. Well, one of these days, all of us who know the Savior are going to go home to heaven without dying. That's going to happen. That's the next event on the prophetic calendar, and it may happen, and I trust it will happen in our lifetime, and perhaps today. The Lord Jesus is coming back. Walk by faith when you trust the Savior. And then Abraham pictures the pilgrimage of faith. Abraham left his home, his relatives, and everything that he had, and he sojourned in the land of promise. Verse 10 says, "He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." So here's a man who lived a pilgrim character life, because he believed God. He was willing to trust God about all the future. Then you have the case of Moses. A great deal is said about Moses in the Bible. Here it says that Moses when he was come to years, that's verse 24, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming or counting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt. This pictures a person choosing the best by faith. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you should know that the best things are God's things. And faith will enable you to choose the best. So you see, faith to begin with, and faith to live by, faith to go on with, faith eventually to carry us safely home to be with the Lord. Now there are many unnamed heroes. Some of them here are mentioned without saying their names at all. Tell some of the things that they did. And then in verses 35 and 6 he says, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, bonds, imprisonment, stoned, and so on. So there were some, although they trusted God, they still had to go through great difficulties. Perhaps I'm talking to someone just now who says, well, I do trust the Lord, but I don't understand why I'm having so many trials and difficulties. Well, remember that our Lord Jesus was among these others, these others who suffered and who sealed their testimony with their blood. It's true that our Lord Jesus suffered and died for our sins, but it's true also that he suffered persecution and mistreatment at the hands of those who hated him. Well, he ends the chapter by saying that all of these obtained a good report through faith, and now God would like to include us among them. Are you going to be one of those of whom it will be said, he believed God? Father, we pray that it may be so for many who are listening just now, that they may receive our Savior, put their confidence in him, and that we may all learn to trust him about everything in our daily life. In his name we pray. Amen.